Hi there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. This week for me has been a week when I have been thinking a lot about how ready or unprepared people are for certain things. We all will be familiar with the scenario that's taking place to do with the security for the Olympics, and everyone would be very concerned that people would be safe, that we wouldn't see any terrorist activity, and there would be no danger to athletes nor to spectators. And we really are very keen that there is a high state of readiness in that respect. I suppose the athletes are all really trusting and hoping that they are indeed ready and that they are at the right stage of peak performance, ready to perform. And so when it comes to big events, readiness and preparation is very, very important. I have a friend who is part of one of the businesses that is supplying people to events for the Olympics, and he is very efficient, very organized, and very concerned that everyone is ready and the right people will be at the right place at the right time. I was at my daughter's graduation ceremony this week, which was really good and a great privilege to be there and to see literally hundreds of students in the Liverpool Business School who had made themselves ready so that they were ready to sit an exam over many years, and that they produced work and that they performed to such a level that they attained to their degree, and many of them got firsts, and some were honoured with, well, obviously their honours, but also honoured with additional prizes and that type of thing. I'm just thinking about what the Bible says about being ready. The very last time that word is used in the King James Version of the Bible, being ready, is in Revelation chapter 19, and it's talking about the Christian church, which is described as the wife of Jesus Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And it says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." I wonder, in those terms, would you be ready to meet Jesus Christ? Those who are Christians, who form part of what the Bible calls the Church of Jesus Christ, they were made ready in one sense the day that they realised that they were unprepared, they realised that they were guilty before God, they realised that they were unclean and unacceptable to a holy being such as the Almighty God, and they accepted that Jesus Christ could cleanse them from their sin, wash them clean because of his death upon that tree outside Jerusalem many years ago. The Bible says Christ died for our sins. If we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. That's an amazing thing. It's the only way to be ready to meet God. The Bible does advise and encourage that people should prepare to meet God. I wonder, are you ready? We're all ready to watch the Olympics. We were ready to watch the European football and disappointed that, well, in our case, England didn't do so well, but there were teams that were incredibly well prepared and showed their skill and expertise upon the field. And, of course, we know that success came to Spain eventually, and that was a very impressive thing to watch. Readiness applies to all areas of life, and my real desire is that you would be ready, not just for life, but for the great eternity. Please go back on and listen to more messages on the site, or maybe send us a message through the site, seekthetruth.org.uk, or go and watch some videos through the link to YouTube and different things like that. I hope it's a help to you. Thanks again for taking the time to listen.